To set the stage for this scripture, Jesus and his disciples are heading towards Jerusalem. This will be the final trip to Jerusalem. And three times in Jesus' ministry, he has tried to point out to his disciples what will happen to him once he reaches there. He has done this once again, talking about the suffering and the death when he gets to Jerusalem. He's walking ahead of the disciples, having just told this story of what will happen to him in Jerusalem when we pick up in verse 35. James and John, the sons of Zebedee, came forward to him and said to Jesus, "Teacher, we want you to do for us whatever we ask of you." And he said to them, "What is it you want me to do for you?" They said to him, "Grant us to sit one at your right hand and the other at your left in your glory." But Jesus said to them, "You do not know what you are asking. Are you able to drink the cup that I drink, or be baptized with the baptism I am baptized with?" They replied, "We are able." Then Jesus said to them, "The cup that I drink, you will drink. And with the baptism I am baptized with, you will be baptized with. But to sit at my right hand or at my left hand is not mine to grant, but it is for those for whom it has been prepared." When the 10 heard this, they began to be angry with James and John. So Jesus called them and said to them, "You know that the Gentiles, you know that among the Gentiles, those whom they recognize as their rulers lord it over them. And their great ones are tyrants over them. But it is not so among you. But whoever wishes to be great among you must be your servant. And whoever wishes to be first among you must be slave to all. For the Son of Man came not to be served, but to serve, and to give his life as a ransom for many." The word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God.